The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Hey, sister, welcome back. We're so glad to be hanging out with you today on Power on Plants. And if this is your first time with us, we are thrilled to have you joining us. Today, we are talking about something that I think is really important because a lot of times we get sidetracked by waiting for the right time. Okay. So think about how many times you think, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. When? And then you fill in the blank. When? The holidays are over. When the kids are grown. When, I mean, you could fill that in with anything.
Any number of things you could say in that.
So there's always a reason to wait. And what I want to encourage you to do and what Jared wants to encourage you today is take small steps and get started. Because, and when you're thinking about the food, I mean, especially with food, there's always some kind of reason to not want to change the way you're doing things. Like, well, I like that, and this is coming up, and we're gathering.
You know it. It's comfortable. I'm sure there are a lot of memories that go along with that. Absolutely. Especially around different holiday seasons. You know, grandma used to make sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving or whatever, fall feast, spring feast. I know, like with Hanukkah, there are latkes.
Yeah.
Just any number of these different things have a lot of foods associated with them.
Exactly. And so it's so easy to always find a reason to wait, you know, and maybe even say, well, I wanted to get in the membership and work with you guys, and the membership's closed right now. That's okay. Because we have a ton of free actionable stuff right now that you can get started on while you're waiting for the membership to open, okay?
So you're listening to it right now.
Yeah, we've got 130, probably plus, maybe by the time you're listening to this, but this is episode 130. So actionable episodes, little things you can do. And so sometimes I think the reason we wait is because we feel like we don't know where to start. We're overwhelmed. Do you feel like that's the reason? Yes, we don't.
I know that has gotten me a number of times. Another word for what we're talking about is procrastination, and I have had issues with that in the past, and it was always just not knowing where to start, because usually once I got going, it was just I was on fire, and I was doing whatever it is that I needed to do, but it was just that first small step, and I think that is a huge one for people. But then also, too, figuring or feeling like you need to have it all figured out before you get started.
Right.
I've got to understand the totality of whatever this thing is. And I say that for me because I do a lot of repairs and things, like on the house or on the car. I'm just kind of a do-it-yourselfer. I just enjoy that kind of stuff. But if it's something I've never done before, I'll get on the internet, I'll get on YouTube, and I'll watch videos about that one thing from five or six different people. And I feel like I've got to get it all figured out before I get started. And really, most times you don't, especially with what we're talking about here. You just need to get started.
Yeah. And with whole food plant-based, it's the exact same way. I mean, you're going and look at recipes here and there, and you're thinking, I don't even know what they're talking about. It's like Latin. It's some foreign language you just don't understand. And what you need is just the basic steps. And we can tell you exactly step by step what you need to do. There are different, our success path follows those seven steps. So if you know these steps, pick one thing within these steps. And we've given you so many, again, different things on this podcast. All you need to do is pick one podcast, listen to it, and just pick out one, maybe two max things that you can do for the next week or two. And then move on to the next thing, because here's the thing. We're coming up to the end of the year right now. I don't know what time you're listening to this. You know, it may be next year, maybe 5 years from now. It doesn't even matter what time of the year, but I just want to use this as an example. So there's four more weeks left in the year. And everybody's waiting just to get started until they can make a New Year's resolution, okay? And while New Year is a great time to start things because everybody's getting on board and you can start it together and you can get more momentum in that. That's really important. Well, but why
and you've gotten
wait?
Through the holiday season and eaten all the stuff that you've eaten and now you're past that.
Now you're
and
repentant.
You get a long food hangover, like we call it.
Yeah.
But also, too, it's a new year, so it does create a concrete kind of line in the sand. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of people do that. But like you're saying, why wait, though? If you understand that this will reverse a lot of health issues that you have and you will feel better, then you probably realize, why not get started now?
Right.
Why kick the can down the road? Why wait another 4 or 5 weeks or however long it is until that just right moment? Because I will tell you, a good number of times, I could say 99% of the time, but you know, a majority of the time, when that time comes, you'll find something else to say, well, such and such event's coming up. I'll wait until after that to get started.
Right.
And then the start never happens.
But here are the things that you need to look at. So look at your mindset. These are the steps of our success path. Your mindset has got to be right. You've got to get the old mindsets out and your new mindsets in their place. You can't just forget the old things and then not put something even better in its place in any of these categories. So mindset, your environment, the people, places, and things around you, your food. How do I get the food right? Just pick one thing to tweak on your food this week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very simple to do. So you might think, well, you know, the holidays are coming up, Hanukkah's coming up, whatever. So you might think, well, you know, that's going to happen. And so I'll blow it. And you think that one day is going to blow it for you, but you've got 4 to 5 weeks before the New Year's resolution time kicks in, or before maybe you could join the membership, right? So what could you do? Like if you did something today, if you just started today in one of these even first three categories I've given you, what would your life look like 5 weeks down the road where everybody else is just starting and you've already just done one thing a week? That's 4 to 5 new things that you've got going on in your life, and it's going to start moving the needle. You're going to gain momentum. So when New Year's comes, membership opens, boom, you're going. You're already moving. You already have momentum, and things are going to happen so quickly for you, and you're going to be farther faster. I mean, it's how it happens. Like Jared said, it's just that one step. So think of one thing you can do. Get your ideas from this podcast or, you know, open up a plant-based book, wherever you're going to get the inspiration, find that one idea and get started because you're going to be so much further ahead. So those were the first three steps.
Right.
And then the fourth step is going to be getting the food right on your plate, like the proportions and things like that.
Balancing your plate.
So you learn when you balance your plate, you learn to not worry about things like, oh, am I getting too many carbs or am I getting enough protein? You kind of let a lot of those things go. It's partially mindset as well. You know, combining proteins and things like that. Don't worry about those things right now. We will answer all those questions for you as we go. focus on some of the other things that you can do. And if you will just eat a variety of foods, you're going to get such a good balance. A lot of those things that people worry about just don't have to be a concern. But we'll tell you, like, we go through some of the nutrients you need to look at and different things that you need on your plate to get it balanced. But think of, what colors do I not get on a regular basis? And add those in. Maybe you don't eat a lot of purples. Get some purple cabbage. Get some grapes. Get some eggplant. Things like that. And so start adding the things that you're not getting a lot of. And then at the same time, think of, what am I eating too much of? Well, I'm looking at the back of my ingredients list on all these things, and I'm eating oil in everything, or everything has added sugar. So start swapping out some of those ingredients. Start, if you have a jar of salsa that you absolutely love, but you notice it's got sugar and oil in it, look for one that doesn't, you know?
And then you make a new habit with that.
Exactly.
And so you kind of solve that problem. So then you move to the next step, and then you're adding habit upon habit. And I guarantee you, it's just going to be almost like autopilot, like your life is now. It's just with the different foods, the foods that love you back, and the different habits. Mm-hmm. And in 4 or 5 weeks, and you're saying that a lot can happen in that time frame. But what I envision for you, our listener, is that in 4 or 5 weeks, what will happen is you'll notice, my pants are a little bit looser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was
it
making
happens.
These changes, and I'm starting to like some of these foods that maybe weren't my favorite to begin with. But you'll start to like them, you'll start to crave them, and then you'll notice, wait a minute, these pants are a little bit loose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I looking at the right pants? I'm like, no, these are the same ones I had a month ago, and they're a little bit looser. And then
right.
You get excited, and that's when true momentum really happens.
Absolutely. And you don't have to worry about the holidays and things, especially when you're new to this. If something special is coming up and you're thinking that one day's coming up and I just want to eat what I want to eat, and you know, you're new at it. So don't worry about that one day. You're going to let that one day hold you back from the 4 or 5 weeks that you could be making these amazing changes, feeling
that's
better.
An excellent point.
The pain goes away in your joints. You're starting to be able to walk a little faster. Before long, you'll be running and you won't even believe it. I had a frozen shoulder that I couldn't move, and I would cry and ask Jared, is it always going to be this way? I mean, I couldn't lift it any higher than
no,
my shoulder
she would try
level.
To use her hand to crawl it up the wall to try to stretch it out. And
it was awful.
I mean, she could only get so far.
No, it's gone. I mean, that's gone. My joint pain is gone. All of these things get so much better. I had no energy. My energy levels started going up. What if that could happen for you over the course of the next 4 to 5 weeks? You know, things can happen, some things pretty quickly when you start eating this way. But there are certain things, just look at think about these categories. And if you think, I can't remember mindset and environment and food balance and all that, just get on the podcast and get one new tip and start doing it. That's it. There's nothing more. We're not even going to talk anymore. This is the end of the podcast, because we normally talk a little longer. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you some extra time when you'd normally be listening.
We don't
want to
distract you. You've got an assignment.
Right.
Go and write it down.
Yep, exactly.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to implement it. And then I'm going to get another tip and do
put
that
it
one.
On a post-it note so you don't forget. I am doing this for myself, because let me tell you something, sister, you are worth it. And you may think that you're in a situation that nothing's ever going to change for me. Is it always going to be this way? That's how I felt. I mean, I would lay in bed at night crying. Is it always going to be this way? I have no energy. I can't do the things I want to do. It does not have to be that way for you. But the truth is, this is the harsh reality. You have to make a decision to change some of your lifestyle habits. And all you have to do is just get started. Just get started. Pick one thing and send us an email. What is your one thing going to be? At hellosunshine@poweronplants.com. Am I right?
Yes.
I guess you're looking at me weird. And I thought, maybe I should have chosen a different email or something.
Well, you were drawing it out. I was just thinking, is she going to say something different?
No.
HelloSunshine@poweronplants.com. Yes.
All right. So have a great day, sister. We are looking forward to hanging out with you again and to seeing your emails. And you may even hear back from us. So shoot us an email. Let us know, what is your first step going to be? We cannot wait to hear and celebrate you. And we will see you again soon on Power on Plants.